Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates remind you to text responsibly. 8 o'clock on the dot. Brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. We welcome in our pal, our man, Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. He joins right now. Hello, Brad. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Great. Requisite question. Another turn of the Lamar Jackson saga. So what do we glean from this latest turn?
Yeah, so I found the timing interesting. Well, first, that he put it out the exact minute that John Harbaugh was having a meeting at the owners' meetings with all the media. So, hey, maybe you don't need an agent, because whoever told him to do that was very, very good at their job. But also that he said, you know, March 2nd was the date he asked for the trade. So before the franchise tag actually came down, I found that interesting. Nevertheless, you know, I think at this point it's going to still come down to an offer sheet. No one's going to trade for him. And it's just a matter of if a team has an attractive enough offer that Baltimore will not match, and I still doubt that is going to happen.
How much of a setback does this put the Ravens in if Lamar Jackson does go elsewhere? Do they go in the draft and try to find a young quarterback? Who's on the market right now as a free agent quarterback that they could sign? Will they ride with Tyler Huntley, new offensive coordinator? There's so many things and dynamics that are upon the Ravens. How far of a setback would this be if Lamar Jackson isn't their quarterback this year?
It's a massive setback. I mean, they average 10 less points per game when Lamar Jackson does not play. You know, all due respect to the Pro Bowler and Tyler Huntley, but I also find it very interesting. He got an original round restricted free agent tender. So you know, that means they're not even afraid of, you know, they didn't do the second round tender where if a team signed him to an offer sheet, then they would get a second round pick in return. They have no fear of, I guess they don't think anyone's going to sign him or what the case may be. I mean, Taysom Hill got a first round tender from New Orleans Saints. You'd imagine Tyler Huntley would at least get a second round. So that's interesting to me and notable. You know, the free agents who's available, it's not an attractive list. It's not anyone that's going to come in there and win them a lot of football games at this point. So it's a massive setback because they have an expensive roster. They've spent a ton all over. I mean, they trade premium draft capital to extend Roquan Smith at linebacker, another massive contract on their books. To do all that and not have a quarterback, maybe they would make a huge trade up in the draft or try to do something because it just does. It resets their entire clock at a bad time.
Brad, speaking of clocks and timelines, take me through what you think this timeline will look like now. You said nobody's going to trade for him because he hasn't signed the offer sheet. He's not going to sign an offer sheet, or excuse me, he hasn't signed the tender. Is he going to sign an offer sheet somewhere? If he does, are the Ravens going to be accepting of just two first-round picks in exchange for Lamar Jackson? They don't have any leverage right now because everyone knows he wants out. The most they might be able to leverage anything would be the night of the draft. How does this all play out over the next month?
Yeah, so by my estimation still, I don't think we're going to get anything before the draft because I think the teams that are probably the most interested, for me, the Indianapolis Colts are the leaders by a decent margin, and they, picking fourth overall, are going to wait until after the draft, I mean, especially if they don't get a quarterback prospect they like, because if you wait until after the draft to sign him to an offer sheet, you then give up your 2024 and 2025 first-round picks, and of course, in theory, you know, if you have Lamar Jackson on your roster, your pick's going to be a heck of a lot worse than fourth overall. So I don't think there's going to be a resolution before then. And let's say, you know, Indy does, you know, I don't know, Anthony Richardson falls in their lap at four or something, they would probably just go that route instead. It's really a, you know, if things don't fall their way, then they do it. There are teams, you know, Washington came out and said they're not interested. They previously had not said that, so that was a big news to me yesterday. Detroit is interesting to me. Maybe the Lions consider it after the draft as well. So the only thing I potentially see happening is after the draft, let's say the Indianapolis Colts decide, okay, we didn't get our guy. Let's go after Lamar Jackson. if they sign him to an offer sheet, I just don't see a scenario where they and Jim Irsay can give the fully guaranteed money he's looking for to a level that Baltimore would not just match it. I mean, he's not Walmart money in Denver. You know, he's Jim Irsay. And so I just don't think that's going to happen.
Brad, what about the Texans? I just feel that would be a perfect landing spot for Lamar Jackson. New head coach and D'Amico Ryans, they have picks. I think they pick, what, third or second in the draft. What about the Texans being a landing spot?
Yeah, so they pick second. So also, it would be post-draft. So you don't want to give up, you know, the second overall pick. Maybe let's say the Panthers trade ahead of them, and let's say Carolina takes the guy they were hoping to get, and they're not in love with the rest of the prospects. I could see a scenario. Hey, let's trade down a couple spots, maybe. Let's take a Will Anderson or, you know, a good defensive player or, you know, I don't know, you know, do whatever you want, and then wait till after the draft. And then, yeah, I think that would make a ton of sense. I would love the idea of D'Amico Ryans, a great young coach with an awesome young quarterback in Lamar Jackson in Houston. Be a lot of fun, but again, not something I see happening until post-draft.
Which team, if they were to acquire Lamar Jackson, would be the most competitive right off the shoot?
I mean, to me, that was always the Miami Dolphins. They're obviously not going to do it at this point. I thought Washington, frankly, you know, he would have had the best receiving core of his career by a country mile with the Washington Commanders. They obviously have a very good defense as well. I thought they made a ton of sense. At this point, you know, we're talking about teams that are picking top five for a reason. You know, so I don't think either of them are going to be contenders right away. But obviously, you know, it would go a long way in fixing them, you know, for the future.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. All right, take out all the stuff that is just the newsworthy item stuff, and just give me Brad Spielberger opinion. I want that. I want Brad Spielberger opinion. Is Lamar Jackson worth all this money, and for what kind of term?
I mean, he's worth the money. You know, I would make him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. You know, let's say, you know, 5 years, $260 million. So $52 million per year, most in the NFL. You know, and then again, the question of are all our NFL players worth fully guaranteed contracts? I mean, I think it is an argument you certainly could make, especially at quarterback, which in my opinion is the most important position in all of sports by a large, large margin. It's just more of a matter of, you know, the owners wanting these precedents and wanting to not do these things. So I'm not going to, you know, put myself in these billionaire shoes as much as I'd like to. I mean, is he worth it? Yes, there's no question about it. I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes is worth $100 million fully guaranteed a season in a vacuum. But it's more just, you know, do you want to change the entire market, change the entire landscape of your sport? And that is obviously a more tough question to answer.
Brad, you touched on this a little bit, but do you think it was on purpose of the timing of Lamar Jackson sending out the tweet and obviously Harbaugh having to go to the podium and talk to the media at the owners' meetings?
Oh, 110%. No, I wasn't joking at all. Like I said, he doesn't have an agent, but that's something that you pay an agent to do, is these calculated, you know, moves and manipulations and things like that. So, yeah, whoever told him to do that timing, you know, kudos to that person.
Let me spin it in the direction of the Steelers here, Brad. Mike Tomlin was speaking yesterday at the coach's breakfast about the loss of Terrell Edmonds and said that when it comes to replacing Edmonds, Patrick Peterson is part of the solution. Is he versatile enough at this age to move not just into the slot, but into the box, out into a field safety, free safety position alongside Minka when they decide to go with two of them in a formation? Is he that versatile?
I miss that quote, and I love that. I do, yes. There was a couple of years ago, you know, when Arizona was slowly moving on, where he said he'd be willing to play safety. He understands he's declining a little bit physically. I know New England, I guess, apparently talked to him and mentioned the possibility of maybe him playing safety. Look, what saved him in Minnesota and helped him look really, really good last year was they played the most soft coverage, off-zone coverage. He never lined up in press. He never had to do anything, you know, bump and run at the line. He basically was, you know, a boundary safety or a field safety as an outside corner. So, yes, I do, because he's still physical. He still can tackle, you know, and is not afraid of contact over the middle. So that's an awesome quote. Love to hear it. And, yeah, maybe not this year, but maybe, you know, the second year of this contract, you know, that is a real possibility, and I think he is capable.
You look at the Steelers' offensive line now. They add Isaac Seumalo from the Philadelphia Eagles. Much ballyhooed around here, the move. Andy Weidel involved, people seem to think. Where do you put the Steelers' offensive line right now whenever you're looking at the scope of the league? Where would you rank them?
It took a really big leap because two things I love is, A, look, Samalo is one of my favorite signings of the entire offseason. Yes, there's some injury concerns. That's why it came in a little bit cheaper than a lot of us expected. But still, when healthy, a phenomenal guard, can play both guard spots at a very high level, an elite pass protector on both sides of the football. For me, too, though, you know, we talk about all the time, but depth along the offensive line. So you also then bring in Nate Herbig, who can play on both sides of the line at guard, and you have four interior offensive linemen that are legitimate players. I want to say five if, you know, you throw in, you know, the draft picks that are on the team as well, that are fine players, clearly not in the starting plans, but good backup. So that's huge. The tackles are still probably like a bottom 10 tackle duo in the NFL, but I would say they're in the top half of the NFL now, which – you know, PFF talks about this a ton, but getting your offensive line to average is huge. Like, it's more valuable to go from bad to average than it is to go from average to phenomenal along the offensive line. As long as it's not a detriment and holding Kenny Pickett back and making it impossible to run the football as it's been in recent years, as long as it's good enough, that means a lot. So, yeah, top half of the NFL, you know, where it falls in the, you know, 10 to 15 range, and I love the interior and the flexibility and the depth.
Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. I say this sometimes about the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know all about the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're the flagship home of your Pittsburgh Pirates. That I don't. You got to show me before I believe it. Like, I got to see it before I believe it. Are the Cleveland Browns the winners of the offseason, and you got to show me anything before I believe it? Or where do you come down on the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, so I think in years past with the Cleveland Browns, everyone would say they're the winners of the offseason because they spent the most money. And that is never who wins the offseason. That's, you know, usually who does that wins, goes from two wins to six and then stinks and has to cut a bunch of players the following year. So for me, whether the winner, they are my winner of the offseason so far, is they were calculated, they did not break the bank, and they addressed the biggest needs on their roster. So starting with Dalvin Tomlinson, they had the worst run defense in the NFL last year. In particular, their interior defensive linemen had our lowest run defense grade in the entire NFL. Dalvin Tomlinson has never had a grade below 70. He is a phenomenal run defender. He fits well on the defensive line with Jim Schwartz. I love adding Ogbonne Okoronkwo, the edge rusher, to replace Jadeveon Clowney. I think he's a younger, better version of Clowney in a lot of ways. And then, you know, finally trading for Elijah Moore. The guy was buried in New York, could not get any opportunity, had an awful quarterback, obviously, but also a perfect fit as a shifty. You know, he can go deep. He can win out of the slot. He has a good route runner, sharp cuts, all those things. He's not Amari Cooper. He's not Donovan Peoples-Jones. He's a different talent. They are my winner, but at the end of the day, I do hear you. You know, Pittsburgh Pirates is a tough comp for anyone, but I do hear you. They got to show it first.
Brad, I think it's funny. Like, this time of year, we're talking about all this good stuff, this free agent stuff, the draft. Teams are making all kinds of moves, Steelers obviously being one of them. Does it really just come down to teams just trying to chase the Kansas City Chiefs in the last 5 years? I mean, they are the obvious top dog. Does it just really come down to teams actually trying to construct their roster to try to chase and to get on the same level as the Kansas City Chiefs?
100%. I mean, they're the gold standard right now, and they showed last year, even after retracting and getting rid of maybe the most dynamic offensive weapon in the entire NFL, in Tyreek Hill, they still are the cream of the crop and the best team in the NFL. And I said they also had a quietly very, very good offseason. I love bringing in Charles Omenihu to rush the passer from the outside and the inside. They've done a bunch of nice things in Kansas City as well. Got to get another receiver in there, but clearly it doesn't matter all that much. So, yes, that's what everyone is trying to do right now, is keep up with Kansas City.
There we go. Brad Spielberger. Brad, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We will chat next week.
Thank you, guys. Dora, the brisket looked good.
Thank you. There you go, listen to this.
Yes, he's a big,
brisket guy.
Brisket and prime rib.
Yeah, you went to that place where you ate all that prime rib, right?
Oh, you're talking about the Westchester beefsteak? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You going back? Did you get invited back to that?
Of course. Put it on the calendar. Put it on the calendar.
All right, Brad Spielberger. Thank you, Brad. Look, he's got eyes everywhere.
He does.
He saw your brisket online.
He was salivating.
He sent me
a DM.
Oh, he did?
No, I'm kidding.
No, you should have went with it.
I know.
What it's okay to tell a tale. Yeah. You ever heard our station from 2 to 6?
Really? Did they tell tales?
Yes.
Oh, Fantasyland.
Something happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.